Welcome to Zikhu Daf Siman, member by Avram Goldar, and today Masechus Bava Basra, Daf Kuf Chav Vav, the 8th Perek, Yesh Nochlin. This daf is dedicated to Zecher Nishmas, Avi Umori, Moshe Bembero. May his neshama have an aliyah. So the three topics are going to focus on. Number one, Ravasi said, Bechor Shem Micho Micho, a Bechor protested his brothers improving the estate before dividing it. He has effectively protested and is entitled to a double portion in the improvements. Rabba says this ruling is reasonable, but Navi Mubatsrum, Zeis Mimaskum, regarding grapes which they cut or olives which they harvested. Here his protest entitles him to a double portion in the harvested fruit, which is worth more after being harvested. However, Drachum, if they pressed him into wine or oil, he would not receive a double portion of the improvement. Pressing the fruit despite his protest constitutes robbery, and since the fruit changed physical status, it's acquired by the robbers, meaning the brothers, and they must compensate him according to the value of the unpressed fruit. Rav Yosef said, Afil drachum, even if they press the fruit, but the Gemara asks, Mikara inve hashtem chamra. Originally they were grapes and now it's wine, so the brothers should acquire it. It explains that Rav Yosef meant if the wine was lost or ruined, noisen lo dmei hezek onavav. They must compensate him for the damage to his grapes. Point number two, Rav Asi said, Bechor shen natal chelak pashut viter. A Bechor who took a share in a field like an ordinary son. He has forgone his double portion. Amoraim debate the extent of this ruling. Rapapa quoted Rava saying, Viter ba'osa sada, he has forgone his double portion in that field only, but receives it in the rest of the estate. Rapapi quoted Rava saying, Viter b'chol nechasim kulan, he has forgone his double portion in all of the properties. The first opinion holds, Ein lo lebechor kodem chaluka, a bechor does not have any rights to his extra portion before the division and cannot waive his right in what he does not yet own. The second opinion holds, Yeshul Bechor Kodim Chaluka, a Bechor does have rights in his extra portion before the division. Umida Achil Baha Achil Bechulo. And since he waived his extra portion in this field, he waived it in all the properties. This dispute revolves around an incident in which a Bechor sold the estate and Rava ruled the sale was ineffective. These Amorayim dispute if it was effective for his extra portion. The Gemara rules like the second opinion. And point number three, the next mission states that if one says, Ish poni b'ni b'chor lo yitol p'shnayim, poni my b'chor will not take a double portion in my estate, or Ish poni b'ni lo yirash ima echov, poni my son will not inherit with his brothers, lo mer klum, he said nothing, and his instructions are ignored. Shehis namasha katsa b'torah, because he is stipulated against what is written in the Torah, which is ineffective. However, if he redistributes his property to his sons as gifts, increasing one share relative to another, or equating the Bechor with the others, the gift is effective. The Gemara asks if the Mishnah disagrees with Rabbi Yehuda, who holds, but davar shel mamon tinal kayim. Regarding a monetary matter, his stipulation contrary to Torah's laws stands. The cases where one marries a woman on condition she has no claim of share ksus va'ona, food, clothing, or marital relations. Rabbi Meir says the condition is invalid, but Rabbi Yehuda says it's effective. The Gemara answers that in that case, yada v'kamachala, she knows of the condition and waives her marital rights. In our Mishnah, the disadvantaged one does not agree to waive his legal rights. So once again, the 3 points are, number one, Ravasi said, Bechor shem micho micho, a Bechor, who protested his brother's improving the estate before dividing it. He has effectively protested and is entitled to a double portion in the improvements. Rabba says this ruling is reasonable, but Navi Mubatsrum, Zeis Mimaskum, regarding grapes which they cut or olives which they harvested. Here his protest entitles him to a double portion in the harvested fruit, which is worth more after being harvested. However, Drachum, if they pressed him into wine or oil, he would not receive a double portion of the improvement. Pressing the fruit despite his protest constitutes robbery, and since the fruit changed physical status, it's acquired by the robbers, meaning the brothers, and they must compensate him according to the value of the unpressed fruit. Rav Yosef said, Afil drachum, even if they press the fruit, but the Gemara asks, Mikara inve hashtem chamra. Originally they were grapes and now it's wine, so the brothers should acquire it. It explains that Rav Yosef meant if the wine was lost or ruined, noisen lo dmei hezek onavav. They must compensate him for the damage to his grapes. Point number two, Rav Asi said, Bechor shen natal chelak pashut viter. A Bechor who took a share in a field like an ordinary son. He has forgone his double portion. Amoraim debate the extent of this ruling. Rapapa quoted Rava saying, Viter ba'osa sada, he has forgone his double portion in that field only, but receives it in the rest of the estate. Rapapi quoted Rava saying, Viter b'chol nechasim kulan, he has forgone his double portion in all of the properties. The first opinion holds, Ein lo lebechor kodem chaluka, a Bechor does not have any rights to his extra portion before the division and cannot waive his right in what he does not yet own. The second opinion holds, Yeshul b'chor kodim chalukah. A b'chor does have rights in his extra portion before the division. U'mida'achil b'ha, achil b'chulo. And since he waived his extra portion in this field, he waived it in all the properties. This dispute revolves around an incident in which a b'chor sold the estate and Rava ruled the sale was ineffective. These Amorayim dispute if it was effective for his extra portion. The Gemara rules like the second opinion. And point number three, the next mission states that if one says, each pony b'ni b'chor lo yitol p'shnayim, pony my b'chor will not take a double portion in my estate, or each pony b'ni lo yirash ima echov, pony my son will not inherit with his brothers, lomer klum, he said nothing, and his instructions are ignored. Shehis namasha katsu b'torah, because he is stipulated against what is written in the Torah, which is ineffective. However, if he redistributes his property to his sons as gifts, increasing one share relative to another, or equating the b'chor with the others, the gift is effective. The Gemara asks if the Mishnah disagrees with Rabbi Yehuda, who holds, "B'davar shel mamon t'nal kayim." Regarding a monetary matter, his stipulation contrary to Torah's laws stands. The cases where one marries a woman on condition she has no claim of sher ksus va'ona, food, clothing, or marital relations. Rabbi Meir says the condition is invalid, but Rabbi Yehuda says it's effective. The Gemara answers that in that case, yada v'kamachala, she knows of the condition and waives her marital rights. In our Mishnah, the disadvantaged one does not agree to waive his legal rights. All right, so now we go to our Siman Daf Kuchavav, and our standard Siman is a cuckoo bird clock. A cuckoo bird clock. So here goes. The Bechor, who had protested his brothers improving the estate before dividing it, took the double portion in the improvements and decorated his cuckoo bird clock with the grapes they had cut. Was so startled when the little bird called out, "You're a cuckoo Bechor if you take a share in the field like an ordinary son," that he declared that his Bechor would not take a double portion in his estate. Once again, slow motion. The Bechor, who had protested his brothers improving the estate before dividing it, took the double portion in the improvements and decorated his cuckoo bird clock. Cuckoo bird clock? That must be more on Kuf Chavav. The Bechor, who had protested his brothers improving the estate before dividing it, took the double portion in the improvements and decorated his cuckoo bird clock with the grapes they had cut. Which reminds us, Ravasi said, Bechor Shemicho Micho, a Bechor, who protested his brothers improving the estate before dividing it, he has effectively protested and is entitled to a double portion in the improvements. Rava says this ruling is reasonable regarding grapes which they cut or olives which they harvested. Here his protest entitles him to a double portion in the harvested fruit, which is worth more after being harvested. So the Bechor, who had protested his brothers improving the estate before dividing it, took the double portion in the improvements and decorated his cuckoo bird clock with the grapes they had cut, was so startled when the little bird called out, "You're a cuckoo Bechor if you take a share in the field like an ordinary son," which reminds us, Ravasi said, Bechor shenato chel kapashut biter, a Bechor who took a share in a field like an ordinary son, he has foregone his double portion. A Amoraim debate the extent of this ruling. Rapapa quoted Rava saying, Viter ba'osa sada, he has forgone his double portion in that field only, but receives it in the rest of the estate. Rapapi quoted Rava saying, Viter b'chon dechasim kuan, he has forgone his double portion in all the properties. So the Bechor, who had protested his brothers improving the estate before dividing it, took the double portion in the improvements and decorated his cuckoo bird clock with the grapes they had cut, was so startled when the little bird called out, "You're a cuckoo Bechor if you take a share in the field like an ordinary son," that he declared that his Bechor would not take a double portion in his estate. Which reminds us, the next mission states that if one says, "Pony my Bechor will not take a double portion in my estate," or "Pony, my son will not inherit with his brothers," lomar klum, he has said nothing, and his instructions are ignored. Shehisna amasha katsu b'torah, because he has stipulated against what is written in the Torah, which is ineffective. However, if he redistributes his property to his sons as gifts, increasing one share relative to another, or equating the Bechor with the others, the gift is effective. So once again, the Bechor, who had protested his brothers improving the estate before dividing it, took the double portion in the improvements and decorated his cuckoo bird clock with the grapes they had cut, was so startled when the little bird called out, "You're a cuckoo Bechor if you take a share in the field like an ordinary son," that he declared that his Bechor would not take a double portion in his estate. All right, so now it's time for four Blabach Hazar. Daf Kuf Chabbeis. So the symbol for Daf Kuf Chabbeis is corn on the cob. So here goes. When the corn farmer, that must be on Daf Kuf Chabbeis. corn on the cob. When the corn farmer divided his field into 12 equal portions for his sons, although some of them had many more kids, which reminds us, the Gemara asks if Eretz Yisrael was divided according to the Shvatim, with each receiving an equal portion, regardless of population, or a Karkov Gavri, according to the heads of men, meaning divided equally among all the recipients. The Pasuk says, Ben Rav Ma'at, whether large or small, which implies the individual's recipient's portions were not equal, proving it was divided by Shvatim. So when the corn farmer divided his field into 12 equal portions for his sons, although some of them had many more kids, one complained it should have been divided by lots and the Urim V'tumim like Eretz Yisrael, which reminds us, Eretz Yisrael was divided by the Goral and by the Urim V'tumim. The Rashbam explains that this procedure eased people's minds knowing that the division and allocation were done correctly. So when the corn farmer divided his field into 12 equal portions for his sons, although some of them had many more kids, one complained it should have been divided by lots and the Urim V'tumim like Eretz Yisrael. And the Bechor was told that he only gets double in his father's field, not in his mother's, which reminds us, the Gemara brings two differences between a father and mother's estates. The Bechor only gets a double portion from his father's estate, not his mother's, and daughters are only supported from their father's estate, not their mother's. Daf Kuf Chaf Gimel. So the similar Daf Kuf Chaf Gimel is ka-ching. So here goes. The cash register went ka-ching, ka-ching. That must be on Daf Kuf Chaf Gimel. The cash register went ka-ching when the teary, soft-eyed crying lady jumped ahead of someone in line, not to get stuck with the wicked man, which reminds us, Leah preceded Rachel and the Bechora through crying for Rachamim, not to marry Esav. So the cash register went ka-ching when the teary, soft-eyed crying lady jumped ahead of someone in line, not to get stuck with a wicked man, and the modest woman behind her gave her the password to her account to pay, which reminds us the Bechor was returned to Rachel's modesty in giving the simanim to Leah. So the cash register went ka-ching when the teary, soft-eyed crying lady jumped ahead of someone in line not to get stuck with a wicked man, and the modest woman behind her gave her the password to her account to pay to purchase the new bestseller, How to Destroy Esav with Yosef's Descendants, which reminds the Gemara teaches that Yaakov saw that Esav's offspring is only destined to be given into the hands of Yosef's offspring. As the Pasuk says, Vayabes Yaakov Esha, Bes Yosef Rava, Bes Esav Lakash, and Yaakov's house shall be a fire, and Yosef's house shall be a flame, and Esav's house the straw, meaning it concludes that Esav's house will be destroyed with nothing remaining. Daf Kuf Chaf Dalad, so the simmer Daf Kuf Chaf Dalad is cookie dough. So here goes. When the owner of that delicious cookie dough shop, cookie dough, that must be on Daf Kuf Chaf Dalad. When the owner of the delicious cookie dough shop passed away, his Bechor couldn't take a double share in the new store the sons built afterwards, which reminds us, it was taught in the Brice that the Tanakhama says, Ein Bechor notel pishnaim. A Bechor does not take a double portion, b'shevach sheshavchu nechas machar mises avihen, in improvements which occurred in assets after the father's death. Rebbe says the Bechor does take a double portion, Shevach, which accrued on its own, but not in improvements which the orphans generated after their father's death. So when the owner of the delicious cookie dough shop passed away, his Bechor couldn't take a double share in the new store the sons built afterwards, but did take double from the palm trees in the outdoor eating area, which had grown larger, which reminds us, Rapapa says, if the father left behind a small palm tree, which grew larger after the father's death, or Arava Asik Sirton, land which accumulated sediment and became more fertile, all Tanaim agree that the Bechor receives a double portion of the benefit. The Rashbam explains that it's still the same tree or land, so even its improvement is considered possessed by the father. So when the owner of the delicious cookie dough shop passed away, his Bechor couldn't take a double share in the new store the sons built afterwards, but did take double from the palm trees in the outdoor eating area, which had grown larger, as well as in the outstanding bills paid by old customers, which reminds us, the Gemara discusses whether Bechor takes a double portion in a loan payment or ribbis of a debt. Daf Kuf Chaf Hei, so the simple Daf Kuf Chaf Hei is $1.25. So here goes. The Bechor received a double portion on the land collected for the loan, but not from the $1.25 collected for the loan. $1.25? That must be on Daf Kuf Chaf Hei. The Bechor received a double portion of the land collected for the loan, but not from the $1.25 collected for a loan, which reminds us, the previous daf discussed whether Bechor receives a double portion of loan payments. Rabbah said it depends on what was collected. If they collected land for the loan, the Bechor does have a double portion in it. But if they collected money, he does not have a double portion in it. Since the land was meshuba to the loan, it's considered muhsak, already possessed, as opposed to money. Rav Nachman says the opposite. If money was collected, the Bechor has a double portion because it is also money which was originally borrowed. If they collect land, he does not, since land was not lent and is a new possession. Rabbi explained ultimately that both he and Rav Nachman were merely explaining the opinion of the B'nai Marabu who held the Bechor receives double in a loan payment, but they themselves hold he never does. So the Bechor who received a double portion of the land collected for the loan, but not from the buck 25 collected for a loan, and said his property should go to his grandmother after he dies and after her death to his heirs, was shocked when his daughter's husband proudly proclaimed that the property would go to him if his wife died before her grandmother did, which reminds us, a man once said, "Nixa l'safta u'basu l'yarsai, my property should go to my grandmother after I die, and after her death it should go to my heirs." This man had a married daughter who died before her grandmother, and after the grandmother died, the daughter's husband came to claim the property. Rav Huna said, when the man said the property should go to my heirs, it means even to the heirs of my heirs, and the husband, who inherits his wife, is entitled to the property. Rav Anan disagreed and said the phrase l'yarsai does not include the heirs of his heirs. So the Bechor received the double portion of the land collected for the loan, but not from the buck 25 collected for a loan, and said his property should go to his grandmother after he dies and after her death to his heirs, was shocked when his daughter's husband proudly proclaimed that the property would go to him if his wife died before her grandmother did. Since Kol Omer Acharecha, Kol Omer Malchshav Dami, which reminds us, the Gemara asks if Rav Huna holds that a husband does inherit Roi, why does he say the husband receives the property after the grandmother's death if his wife never possessed it during a lifetime? Melazer explained Rav Huna's reasoning. Kol Omer Acharecha, anyone who gives a gift saying, after you should go to someone else, Kol Omer Malchshav Dami, is like saying the second recipient acquires the gift from now. All right, so now it's time to conclude the pop quiz of 10 questions. Number one, which stuff do you learn from a Gezerah Shavah between Shchutei Chutz and Hafaras Nedarim that a neder can be annulled by 3 hediotos? That's on Daf Kuf Chaf. Good. Number two, which stuff do you learn a Bechor who took a share in a field like an ordinary son has forgone his double portion? That's on Daf Kuf Chaf Vav. Good. Number three, which stuff do we have a machlokas whether Bechor collects double for a loan payment collected from land versus collected from money? That's on Daf Kuf Chaf Hey. Good. Number four, which stuff do you in the decree in the Midbar did not include those older than 60 years old? That's on Daf Kuf Chaf Aleph. Good. Number five, which stuff do you in a Bechor who protests receives a double portion of improvements of the fruit harvesting? That's on Daf Kuf Chaf Vav. Good. Number six, which stuff do you in the lay preceded Rachel and Bechora through crying for Rachamim not to marry Esav? That's on Daf Kuf Chav Gimel. Good. Number seven, which stuff you have a machlokes about taking a double portion in the Shevach from after the father's death? That's on Daf Kuf Chav Dalet. Good. Number eight, which stuff do you learn that a father stipulates to divide the inheritance differently than the Torah's laws has said nothing? That's on Daf Kuf Chav Vav. Good. Number nine, which stuff do you learn that Eretz Yisrael was divided by the Goral and by the Urim and Tumim? That's on Daf Kuf Chav Beis. Good. Number 10. Which stuff do we have the incident of the Safta whose married granddaughter died before receiving her property? That's on Daf Kuf Chav Hey. Excellent. That concludes today's shiur. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldin from Zichu wishing you a great day and great learning.